Today's review, titled Brock, Will You Marry Me? By Shelby Moser, reads, I love, love, love this podcast. Brock has the qualities that I want in my future husband, and I get inspired from him being so young and going for it. I obviously love Brock, but I also love Shalene. I love both their personalities, and everything they say sounds extremely genuine, and they truly want to help people grow. They are both so cool, and I want to be their bestie.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. All right, Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to this episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. On this episode, I'm going to be taking over, yes, me, Brock Johnson, the son, the co-host of this whole thing, and I will be talking to you about how you can gain more attention, aka get more views and engagement, on your Instagram stories. I have kind of become known as like the IG stories guy, and I love IG stories, and I don't mind being known like that. But one of the most frequently asked questions I get is, how do I get more attention on my stories? How do I get more people to view my stories and watch my stories? Brock, people are watching my stories, but they're just not engaging. They're not voting in my polls. They're not really replying ever. And they're not screenshotting and, you know, joining my business. I'm trying to grow a business here. How is stories and Instagram stories specifically helping me? I just can't get anyone's attention on it. And I understand. I understand your plights. And so I have ready for you today my top five tips to get more attention, more views, and more engagement on your Instagram stories. It's annoying when people aren't paying attention to you. One of my student athlete friends here at UC Davis speaks a bunch of different languages. And she just told me one of the most funny but relatable stories I've ever heard. She was talking to one of her friends and telling her a story. And during the story, she accidentally slipped into speaking French. Without realizing it, she changed from English to French and finished the rest of the story in French. Upon finishing, her friend said, "Ah, that's cool." And then there was a long pause. And they both realized that she had just been speaking for a couple minutes in French. And then they also both realized that the friend saying, "Oh, that's cool," meant she wasn't paying attention. She was just giving a canned response. Her attention wasn't really there. She wasn't really engaged. Because for most of us, if we're having a conversation and suddenly someone switches into French mode, it's a red alert. It's like, what? I'm lost. Like, imagine right now, if while I'm speaking to you, I started trying to speak Wookiee or Spanish or some other language. I don't know. I don't know why Wookiee and Spanish were my two, but imagine that. Or imagine if I started speaking to you right now about a bunch of football plays, stuff that, you know, a whole nother language you didn't understand. It would be a red alert, because hopefully as you're listening right now, you're paying attention and you're engaged. It's just as frustrating when people aren't engaged with our social media posts. And when we're spending time to post on Instagram stories throughout the day and people aren't paying attention, it's frustrating. I've been there, and here I am ready to help you out. My first tip for you to get more attention, more engagement, and more views on your Instagram stories is to use different kinds of posts. Instagram allows like a billion different kinds of posts on Instagram stories. You can post a normal picture. You can post a video. You can upload a video. You can upload a picture. You can also do a boomerang, a super zoom. You could put it in focus mode, rewind mode. There's hands-free mode. There's music mode. And then once you post your picture, or take your picture, I should say, you can then add a bunch of different stuff to it. You can add music and GIFs and different words with text and drawings and emoji. Basically, the kinds of posts that you can post on your Instagram stories are limitless. So please have some variety. If every single one of the posts to your stories is just a shared post from some quote you saw, or just you talking directly to camera, your audience will get bored. They'll think, "Ah, I've heard this before. I've seen this spiel. It's the same thing day after day," and they'll tap on by. But if you consistently vary the kinds of posts that you're posting onto your Instagram stories, your audience will stay engaged. It'll keep them on the toes, on their edge of their seat. So they can never really know what kind of post to expect on your stories on that day. So have some variety in there and it'll keep your audience engaged. Tip number two for your Instagram stories is to use hashtags. Hashtags actually can allow you to get some more views and some more engagement on your Instagram stories. Instagram allows you to use up to 10. Best practices, they seem to be changing a lot, but it seems like somewhere around 3 to 5 hashtags may be best. I've heard from a lot of people that that's what's working for them right now. Again, it allows you to use up to 10 hashtags, so you can use 10 hashtags on your stories. And although this is a very long explanation and I could go on for hours about how it works, basically, we don't exactly know how hashtags work on Instagram stories. You know how when you add a hashtag to a post on your feed, your post automatically 100% of the time will show up on that hashtag? If you add a hashtag to your stories, you're not guaranteed that your story is going to make it onto that hashtag. Instagram has curated stories for their hashtags. That means that every single day, not every single person who uses hashtag fitness lover is going to make it on the hashtag fitness lover story, because that story would just be way too long and no one would ever watch it. So every single day, Instagram curates their hashtag stories. That doesn't mean we shouldn't use hashtags. It just means it's not the best way to grow our following on stories, but I still believe we should be using hashtags on stories because it is still a potential to grow and get new eyes on our posts. My third tip for you to get more attention on your IG stories is, and this one is huge, people, listen up, write this one down, tattoo it on your forehead, post throughout the day. Don't just post a bunch of times at night. Don't just post when you remember to. We should be posting throughout the day. If this is not something you're used to, I have a few tips. Tip number one, set a reminder in your phone so that every 2 or 3 hours, a little bell goes off and it's like, oh, hey, whatever I'm doing right now, I should post it on my Instagram stories. But Brock, what if I work for 6 hours a day? Okay, cool. Post when you're headed into work. Post that you're still at work. Post that you're still at work. Post that you're leaving work. Perfectly fine. But the goal is to post throughout the day. And my second tip to help you get used to posting throughout the day is to focus on documentation rather than creation. So rather than trying to curate this beautiful picture and create different text posts, just document what you're doing. Documentation over creation. We need to be posting throughout the day because here's the beauty of Instagram stories and the chronological stories newsfeed. Every single time you post to your Instagram stories, your bubble is moved back to the front of the queue. That means that if someone is watching their stories at 5 p.m. when they get off work and you haven't posted since 9 a.m., they're probably not going to see your story. They're going to have to get through all of their other friends' stories before getting to yours. But if you've posted at 9 a.m. and noon and 1 p.m. and then 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. and you've consistently posted throughout the day, you're more likely to accumulate views over time and not see a huge dip in views at any time during the day. My fourth tip for you to get more attention on your Instagram stories is to post in your feed about your story. I see this happening more and more, and I'm very happy that it's happening, and that is people will write a caption, maybe they'll tell a story or explain some sort of problem that they're having in their caption, and then at the bottom of their caption, they'll say, please go vote in my Instagram stories, or please go reply to me in my Instagram stories, or leave me an anonymous message in my Instagram stories, or ask me a question on my Instagram stories. You can use your feed to promote your story. You could even do some curiosity marketing and say, you know, as I talked about on my story earlier today, I've been having a tough time this week. That will create some curiosity and will lead your followers to want to engage and watch your story. My fifth tip to have a more engaged audience on your Instagram stories is to be engaging with them. Just like Instagram has a bunch of different kinds of posts, there's a bunch of different ways to engage. If you have more than 10,000 followers, you can ask your audience to engage by swiping up. If not, you have access to still a ton of different ways to engage. There's poll questions, there's yes/no questions, there's open-ended questions where they can type in a question. There's a response bar where they can give anonymous responses. They can swipe up and send you a DM. They can tap on the comments bar at the bottom and send you a DM. They can screenshot your post and et cetera, et cetera. They can share it with people. They can tap on music to recommend to you. There are so many ways. And Instagram is constantly adding more ways for us to engage our audience on stories. So use those ways. I recommend using at least one per day and varying it. You know, use a different kind of engagement tool, a different kind of strategy to engage your audience. Maybe your audience is really engaged with one thing. They love voting in polls, but they don't love swiping up. Maybe they love DMing you, but they don't love screenshotting. Learn what your audience responds to, and the only way to do that is to vary your kinds of engagement and then look at your audience feedback, look at those numbers, look at those analytics, and see what your audience likes best. And then one more bonus tip for you. I told you I had five. This is the sixth one. This is the bonus tip. Create an incentive for watching your Instagram stories. Maybe there's some special giveaway you can offer. Maybe there's some unique tips. Maybe you share three tips in your Instagram caption, and the last two tips are on your Instagram stories. Maybe there's bonus content. Maybe there's free products or discount codes. Give people an actual incentive or reason to watch your Instagram stories. And with that, I will leave you. Happy networking and keep storytelling.
Hey there, I'm Miller DeRay with Team Johnson. I wanted to share with you 11 ways to grow beyond 10,000 Instagram followers and monetize your page. Just go to shaleenjohnson.com/IG hacks or by clicking the link below this episode. Shalene is going to share with you tested and proven tips you can start using today to monetize your account and grow your business with Instagram. If you find these tips helpful, then you definitely want to become a member of the Marketing Impact Academy. Not only will you learn cutting-edge, up-to-date social media growth tactics for Instagram and other social media platforms, but you'll also get the exact steps you need to take to build your brand and a solid business foundation to create multiple streams of passive income and grow your business faster than you ever thought possible with, by the way, lifetime access, the only business growth and marketing course you'll ever need. Stop hustling on social media, okay? And get serious about your business growth. And now I'm excited for you to hear what just some of our students have to say about Marketing Impact Academy.
I'm a student of Shalene. She taught me how to make millions of dollars.
I am being paid six figures a year.
I went from about $50,000 a year to over $200,000.
What Marketing Impact Academy has done for me, and that was to manage my time and to streamline my business.
It's a step-by-step process, and if you follow the steps, you get a return on your investment. That is my absolute favorite part about the Marketing Impact Academy.
But also, I've applied her principles in marketing to other industries, including venture capital, products, all kinds of bizarre products. Just in the last few weeks, we closed up a Kickstarter using her principles, and we raised over $400,000.
Whether you're a busy mom or just a busy person trying to juggle life and your business, I highly recommend trying Marketing Impact Academy.
You've got to learn how to market your business, and you've got to learn how to market your business the way that we are today.
I really want to recommend Marketing Impact Academy because it completely changed my life.
Percent of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
All because of a fancy bike?
It's not just a bike. Peloton makes treadmills too.
All treadmills are the same.
Our treadmills can adjust speed and incline automatically so you never break your stride. Whether you're squeezing in a power walk or training for a marathon, Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Tread risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.